Now, you stay here, and I'll send Ling Cox, the game warden, along with the kid.
So Rusty and the game warden go to get Big Blaze. Rusty leads the man to where Blaze is tied up, last picture, top row. The warden says,
"Hey, by Ginger, that's a fine-looking horse. Sure you didn't steal him?"
Rusty replies,
"Steal him? Why, golly, this is Big Blaze at Milestone Farm. Tex and I work there."
As they walk back toward the others, first picture, bottom row, Rusty says,
"Yeah, we'll have to lead him along the edge of the track. He might turn an ankle on those ties. Hey, listen, a plane."
"Yeah, there it is. By Ginger, he must be in trouble."
"That's a government plane. He doesn't sound like he's in trouble. I think he's going to land somewhere."
"Well, there's only one place he can land. That's an emergency strip north of the creek. Yep, he's making for it, all right."
They watch as the plane settles to earth like a gigantic bird and lands. Rusty'd be surprised if he knew who was getting out of the plane. Because it's Mr. Miles and an FBI agent. The agent says,
"Well, now we got to find somebody who knows where these people are."
The pilot of the plane replies,
"Well, I spotted a group near an overturned locomotive when I was circling the land. Oh, here comes a state cop."
A few minutes later, at the doctor's office, the state trooper brings Mr. Miles and the FBI agent into the sheriff. The trooper says, last picture,
"Sheriff, this is Mr. Tetley of the FBI and Mr. Miles of Milestone Farm. Mr. Miles is the owner of that horse." The sheriff answers,
"Oh, then the kid and the big fellow are telling the truth. I'll send for him. The doc's examining the other one in the next room."
"Oh, isn't it wonderful? Mr. Miles got there just in time to testify that Tex and Rusty were telling the truth."
"They did indeed. So it looks like the FBI agent will find out that Tex and Rusty were heroes and that they stopped that man Smith from selling secret plans to the enemy."
"Isn't it wonderful?"
"It surely is. Now, that's all the time I have. But before I go, here's that nice man with some more interesting information." "Well, honey, and all of you boys and girls, I gotta go now."
"All right, Mr. Comic Weekly Man, but I'll be waiting for you next week."
"Oh."
You've been listening to WRIU Kingston, 90.3 on your listening dial. Due to technical difficulties, the station must now sign off, but will resume broadcasting as soon as possible. Thank you for listening. Broadcasting on WRIU-FM will now begin. WRIU Radio, 90.3 megahertz, is owned and operated by the University of Rhode Island on the Kingston campus. Our transmitting facilities are located on Plains Road in Kingston, Rhode Island. WRIU FM is 3.44 kilowatts in stereo. We broadcast 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And now, back to our regularly scheduled programming.
Jim. Groove those drums, man. Walk. Oh, yeah, give the drummer some. Lord, have mercy. Set up. Grab that bass. Fill up the loose space, baby. Put your man on the box. Harder to start and harder to stop. Oh,
Thank you. Good morning. Listen, WRIU, Kingston, Rhode Island, the Sunday Morning Jazz. I'm your host, Ricky J. I'll be playing jazz and some gospel for you in the next couple hours. And today on the show, the gospel part of the show will be featuring some various artists throughout the show. And the jazz show, several artists whose birthdays are right around now, yeah. Some legendary artists. We'll start out with the Orioles doing the Lord's Prayer here on WRIU.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts